This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is requiring employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th. The mandate is a result of an order from the Biden administration requiring vaccination for federal contractors. Chancellor Mark Mone said the order applies to UWM because it receives federal funding for research projects. Some UWM employees have been pushing for a vaccination mandate. Associate Professor Nick Fleischer, who leads an advocacy group for faculty, is one of them.
You know, the reasons for having a mandate are, you know, partly about actually encouraging people to get vaccinated. But it's also to kind of send a signal, a public signal, about the importance of vaccination. You can try to stress that through saying how important you think it is, but ultimately, actions and policies speak louder.
86% of UWM employees have already provided proof of vaccination, and the number could be higher since some haven't reported their status. UWM employees are also allowed to request a medical or religious exemption. Students who work for UWM are included in the mandate, but students overall are not. UWM already has a high student vaccination rate at 93%. UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson has been resistant to a system-wide vaccination mandate, but he said in November that schools with federal research contracts would comply with the federal order if necessary.
I will not put the hundreds of millions of federal dollars connected to research that is so integral to the mission of our universities at risk.
Thompson noted there are legal challenges to the federal mandate pending. A UW System spokesperson said Tuesday that only UWM and UW-Madison have issued employee vaccine mandates so far. UWM joins a handful of other local education institutions with vaccine requirements, including Marquette University, Alverno College, and Milwaukee Public Schools. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
WUWM is a service of UW-Milwaukee.